Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Vayishlach, that's Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And we had learned that Yaakov had just fought with the Malach of Esav, and he overcame him, and now the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yaakov Shem Mokim Piniel, and Yaakov called the name of that place Piniel, Ki Ro'isi Elokim Panim El Panim, because I saw Hashem face to face, Vatinotzel Nafshi, and I was saved. Vayizr Chalei HaShemesh, and the sun rose for him, Kasher Avar as Penuel, as he passed Penuel, Vuhutzai Leal Yerechai, and he was limping on his hip. Alkein Lo Yechlu Bnei Yisrael's Gid HaNosha Asher Al Kafa Yorich Adi Amazeh. That's why Bnei Yisrael do not eat the Gidah Noshe, which is on the ball of the thigh bone, until this very day. Because he had hit the Kaf Yarech of Yaakov by the Gidah Noshe. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis. This is the way people talk. When we got to that place, the sun rose for us. That's a simple understanding. The sun rose for him for his specific needs. To heal his limp. And those hours the sun hurried to set when he left Be'er Sheva, as we said in last week's parsha, that the sun set early, it hurried to rise for him to heal him. He was limping. He was limping when the sun rose. However, that sun made him better, and then he stopped limping. Why is it called Gid HaNoshe, which literally means displaced sinew? Because it was moved from its place and it went upwards. And this is an expression of jumping or popping out. Back to Chumash Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Vayisa Yaakov Einov, and Yaakov raised his eyes. Vayar and Esav, hine Esav ba, and Esav was coming. Ve'imar ba'meis ish, and with him he had 400 men. Vayachetzes ha'yoladim aleav al Rachel al shteh shvachas, and he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two shvachas. Vayasem es ha'shvachas v'sialdein rishayna, and he put the shvachas and their children first. Ves Leah v'yoladah achorayim, and Leah and her children afterwards. Ves Rachel v'es Yosef achorayim, and Rachel and Yosef all the way at last. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis, Ves Leah v'yoladah achorayim. Why is it that Leah went behind the shvachas and Rachel behind them? Because achorayin chaviv, the last is the best. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, v'hu aver lefneihem, and he went ahead of them. Vayishtachu arzo sheva pa'amim, and he bowed down on the ground 7 times ad gishtai ad achiv, until he approached his brother. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gimel, aver lefneihem amar, he said to himself, im yave oisei rosh elochem, if that rosh is coming to fight me, yelochem bitchila, he is going to have to fight me first instead of fighting everyone else. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalid, vayaretz Esav lekrasei, and Esav ran to greet him. Vayichabkeu, and he hugged him. Vayipal tzavara vayishakeu, and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. Vayivku, and he cried. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalid, vayichabkeu, and he hugged him. Nisgalglu rachamav, he had so much mercy. Shirao mishtach v'kol ishtach v'salo, he saw him bowing down all these bowings. Vayishakeu, and he kissed him. Nakud olav, there's dots on top of the word vayishakeu. V'yesh chalkem adavar hazeh, and there's actually machlokes about this. Brisa disafri, yesh darshu, some explain nekuda zu, that the reason why it has these dots is loymer to say shalai nishake b'chol yibay, he didn't kiss him with all his heart. And Amar Reb Shimon Rechai says, Halacha hi b'yadush Esav sarni Yaakov. We know that Esav hates Yaakov. El shenichmu rachmo ba'isa shah. At that point in time, he had mercy. Unishaka b'chalibay, and he actually kissed him with all of his heart. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hei. Vayisa es Einav, and he raised his eyes. Vayar sonashim es ha'yaladim, and he saw the women and the children. Vayar, and he said, Mi elalach, who are these to you? Vayamar, and he said, Hayaladim asher chanan alakim es havdecha. They are the children that Hashem has graciously given your servant. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Hei. Mi elalach, mi elalias shelcha, meaning who are these to you? Are they your servants? Are they your children? And that's why Yaakov responded, they are the children that Hashem graciously gave me. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.